感谢神给我机会与各位一同敬拜。
We want to thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to worship our Lord together with you.
神48年前
48 years ago, our God
借着同工们建立了这个教会。
Through the co-workers from this church had built up this church.
48年来他的恩典不断地增加。
His grace is upon us in this church for 48 years.
教会不断地成长。
Our church has grown.
我很早以前有机会来过。
I have been in your church for many times.
因为本教会是最支持台北中华福音神学院的。
For one reason, your church has been a great supporter of the China Evangelical Seminary in Taipei.
所以有机会来开会好多次。
There are many occasions that I could come to here for meetings.
都慢慢知道你们扩展到北边、南边、东边、西边，还有快到东南边，还有东北、西北边啊！上帝大大用你们。
Praise the Lord. The Lord has made our church to plant many, many sister churches in all directions. That's correct, right?
我诚恳愿神继续大大赐福各位。
I sincerely pray to God that the God will bless more of your church.
成为明光照耀的教会。
Becomes a radiant church.
今天早上我就用神希望建造荣耀的教会。
So this morning I'm going to use this topic that God wants to build a glorious church.
能够发光照亮人的教会
A church that can shine upon all mankind.
那刚才我们读了以弗所书五章
We just read the Ephesians chapter 5.
主耶稣希望献给他自己就是我们献给他自己做一个荣耀的教会
God wants us, that's you, to be his glorious church.
用两个比喻
He used two examples.
一个是丈夫妻子的比喻。
One example is between husband and wife.
一个是头和身体的比喻。
Another example is between head and the body.
就好像一位男士娶妻子，希望一个贤惠的妻子。
Just like a husband, a man wants to marry a woman for his wife as one with a noble character.
主耶稣希望教会是一个美好的教会。
Our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, wants his church to be a great, to be a good church.
就像头希望有健康的身体。
Just like the head wants to have a healthy body.
主耶稣希望教会是一个健康的教会。
Jesus Christ wants his church to be a healthy church.
健康的教会才能发光照亮。
Only a healthy church can shine, can radiant.
才是荣耀的教会。
Then becomes a glorious church.
所以今天要从这一段圣经。
So today from this passage,
什么样的教会是荣耀的教会?
What kind of a church? What are the characteristics of a church?That can be called as a glorious church.
满足主耶稣的心。
First, to satisfy God's heart.
因为主耶稣到地上来，第一次讲到教会这两个字。
When Jesus Christ was in this world, the very first time he mentioned the word church.
他说，我要建造我的教会。
He said, I want to build my church.
所以主耶稣继续在建造他的教会。
So Jesus continues to build his church.
一直到新天新地。
Until the new ages, the new days when it come down.
新耶路撒冷圣城从天而降。
When the new Jerusalem descending from the heaven.
教会才建造完成。
That will be the ending day of our accomplishment of the church.
城里面充满神的荣耀。
In that church, in that city, it's full of God's glory.
我们就是那荣耀的圣城。
And we are that glorious city.
正在建造的过程中。
It is in the process of to be built up.
愿我们都能够被建造。
Let us all can be built.
也参与建造。
And participate in the building process.
让神的儿子，我们的主耶稣。
May his God, our Lord Jesus Christ,
他为我们死在十字架。
He died for us on the cross.
为我们死里复活。
And he is raised from the death for us.
为我们升上高天。
And he ascended up to heaven.
为我们在父的右边代求。
He prayed for us on the right hand of our Father.
也为我们他在宇宙万有掌权作王。
And for us, he reigns over the entire universe.
能够把荣耀归给主。
Then what all the glory may be given to our Lord.
刚才的圣经讲三件事情。
So the passage we just read talk about three things.
怎么样才是荣耀的教会？
What are the characteristics of a glorious church?
我们应该怎样在这路上进步？
How can we make progress along this path?
第一件事情。
The very first thing.
要用水借着道。
Is to wash with water through his word.
把教会洗净。
To cleanse the church.
成为圣洁。
Becomes holy.
才可以献给他自己。
Then can be given to himself.
做一个荣耀的教会。
As a radiant or glorious church.
毫无玷污皱纹等类的病。
Without blemish, without stain, without wrinkles.
我知道中文的翻译跟英文有点不一样。
The English and Chinese translations are not exactly one-to-one.
中文强调一个病。
In the Chinese version, it emphasizes diseases.
英文没有这个字。
But on the English part, there's no corresponding word used in this passage.
但是用到皱纹。
But use the word like wrinkle.
皱纹是人的问题。
Wrinkle is a problem of people.
所以这边中文用一个病来描写它。
Therefore, in the Chinese version, it describes it as a disease.
等一下我要比较多讲，皱纹应该不是病。
We're going to explain later, and wrinkle itself is not a disease.
特别对不起这边年长的老先生老太太啊。
Especially for people like us.
哦、oh, ，not me, you.
Yes, me alone.
很多人年老就有皱纹了嘛。
And when you're getting old, of course, you are wrinkled.
很健康的。
Maybe very healthy.
但是中文圣经说。
But the Chinese Bible, the translation says.
皱纹是一种特别的病。
So it describes wrinkle as a special kind of illness.
所以中文说毫无疾病。
So in the Chinese is without any diseases.
这是荣耀教会的第一件事情。
It is the first characteristics of a glorious church.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
就像丈夫是妻子的头。
Just like husband is the head of the wife.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of church.
凡事让主耶稣基督做头。
In everything and all things, Jesus Christ is the head of a church.
侍奉主耶稣。
We serve Jesus.
高举主耶稣。
We uplift Jesus.
荣耀主耶稣。
We glorify Jesus.
传扬主耶稣。
We preach Jesus.
见证主耶稣。
We testify Him.
这样的教会。
This kind of church.
是一个荣耀的教会。
It's a glorious church.
基督是头。
Christ is the head.
凡事做主。
In everything, he is the master.
在你心里做王。
He is a king in your heart.
在全教会做王。
He is the king in this whole church.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
保罗说我们这么多人像一个身体。
Well, so many Christians all together is forming a body.
我们是互相做肢体。
We are members of this body.
有的做手，有的做脚。
Some are hands and some are feet.
有的眼睛，有的耳朵。
Some are eyes and some are ears.
能够有美好的关联。
There must be a really good connections.
能够互相的配合。
They can work together.
成为一个身体的功能。
Becomes the function of a body.
所以在刚才读的圣经，保罗说，我们是互为肢体。
So with the passage we just read, and says we are mutually together as different members of the body.
能显出荣耀的教会。
Therefore, we can magnify the glorious church.
所以讲三件事情。
Three things.
我相信你们听完就已经忘了。
I hope you do not forget.
没有忘，请跟我重复。第一是什么？
What is the first one?
中文是四个字，英文不知道几个字啊。中文再说四个字，说一遍。英文请你说。
English, translates right there. It's on the screen.
Oh, right there.
Without blemish.
Okay.
Without disease.
第二个是什么？
基督是头。Christ is the head.
第三个是互为肢体。
The third, members of his body.
先讲第一件事情。
Let's talk about the first thing.
什么是保罗讲的疾病？
What are the disorders or diseases that Paul talked about here?
第一叫做玷污。
The first is called stain or spots in King James.
玷污上下文就是不圣洁。
And if you look into the context, it says you're not holy.
犯罪了。
You committed sin.
如果我们从罪里被救出来了。
Once we've been saved from the sins.
主耶稣宝血洗干净了。
His holy blood has washed us clean.
你又回去犯罪。
And you have gone back to commit the sin.
过去骗人。
You cheated before.
信耶稣之后还骗人。
And after you become a Christian, you still cheat.
以前恨人。
You used to hate someone.
现在还恨人。
You still hate someone.
这叫做玷污。
This is called stain.
玷污成为病。
Stain is a disease or sickness.
要毫无疾病。
We should be without any blemish.
才是一个荣耀的基督徒。
Then you are a glorious Christian.
荣耀基督徒合在一起。
When all the glorious Christians are together,
请大家告诉我。
I'm asking you a question now.
变成什么样的教会
？Becomes what kind of a church?
荣耀教会从我们开始。
A glorious church starts from Christians themselves.
不是牧师开始。
It's not from pastors or elders.
不是长老开始。
It's not from pastors.
从我们自己每一个人开始。
It starts with every one of us.
若有玷污。
If there are stains.
赶快除掉。
You should remove it.
你不除掉。
If you don't remove it.
整个教会都玷污了。
Then you make a stain on the whole church.
希望为了神的荣耀。
For the glory of our God.
满足主的心。
To satisfy our Lord's heart.
常常省察。
We often self-examine ourselves.
还有什么玷污没除掉？
Any stains in my life that has not been removed.
但是我们知道玷污有两种的。
We also know there are two kinds of stains.
一种是外面的行为。
One is the outward actions.
另外是内心的意念。
The second thing is your inner thoughts.
内心意念更可怕的。
Your inner thoughts is even worse.
因为内心的意念产生外面的行为。
Because your inner thoughts will become an outward action.
没有嫉妒怎么去恨人呢？
If you're not envious or jealous of someone, and you will not be hating someone.
你不去恨人怎么会去杀人呢？
If you're not hating someone, and you're not going to kill them.
考试班一个问题。
A question for the choir.
Okay. 诗班啊，请问该隐为什么杀亚伯？
The question is why did Cain kill Abel?
为什么？
Because of jealous.
答对了。
Right answer.
不嫉妒怎么去杀亚伯嘛？
It because out of a jealous and he killed
his brother. 那是内心的问题啊。
That comes from the inner thoughts.
现在考大家。
Now, a second question is for every one of you.
扫罗为什么杀大卫？
Why did Saul want to kill Paul?
为什
么？No, not Paul. David.
为什么扫罗要杀大卫？
Why did Saul want to kill David?
为什么？
嫉妒。
一样的道理。
Out of jealous. Same reason.
里面的问题大于外面的问题。
The inner problems is greater than the outer problem.
我们主耶稣到地上来。
Our Lord Jesus came to this world.
他最讨厌外面很好，里面很坏的人。
He did not like the people that look okay from outside, but their inner thoughts are evil.
他常常责备一种人。
He often scolding a kind of person.
责备什么人啊？
What kind of people?
法利赛。
The Pharisees, yes.
那是不是考你们一下啊？
Now another question. Test.
法利赛人比较好，还是你比较好？
Are you better than Pharisees or is Pharisees better than you?
谁比较好？天啊，你怎么办呢？那主耶稣都骂法利赛人，要骂死我们了。
Are we better than the Pharisees?
法利赛人一个礼拜禁食两次。
The Pharisees fasting two times a week.
请问你几次啊？
How many times you do?
法利赛人不但奉献十分之一，还要周济贫穷啊！
A Pharisee is not only tithes; he also donate extra money for the charity.
法利赛人的优点太多了。
There are many good attributes of.
那耶稣责备法利赛人，常常讲四个字，中文四个字。不讲英文，一个字而已。
Jesus used to blame on the Pharisees using four words in Chinese.
一个字的英文啊。
And there's only one word in English. I understand.
请大家告诉我中文哪四个字啊？
假冒伪善。
OK. 那要考示范一个问题。
Hypocrite.
不是考你英文啦，我要考你中文哈。假冒伪善，我们翻成四个字哈。其实从希腊文最重要的意思是两个字，请哪两个字？你们说，示范。
The hypocrites from the from Greek standpoint only come with two words. What are they?
虚伪，虚伪跟假冒伪善一样的啊，没有改变。好了，告诉各位答案。
Phoniness or fakeness. Yeah. What's the answer?
正确答案。
What's the answer? The correct answers
是演员。
It means a performer.
这个字的原文就是演员。
The original meaning of Pharisees is performer. The actors, actresses.
演员是台上一套，台下另外一套。
The person who performs, who acts, is dual personality. He's different on stage than from off the stage.
台上表演一套，回家生活另一套。
What he performed is different from how he lived his life at home.
他上台脸涂黑了，演包公。包公啊。
This is the Chinese opera characters. If you as an actor, if you use a very dark face, you are a 包公, a judge.
把脸涂红了，演什么功啊？
关公啊。If it's a red face, you portray a general in the Chinese legend. It's called 关公。
白了，演曹操了。
If it's white, you portray a politician in the Chinese history.
台上一套，台下另外一套。
So he can perform various characters, but when he goes home, he's different. He's himself.
这叫做法利赛人。
This is called the Pharisees.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
教会这一套家里一样不一样？是不是同样一套啊
？Are you also a dual personality？
办公室
you're different here than at home and at the office。
请弟兄告诉我们应该几套
？How many of you？ Let me ask you the question。
活在神的面前。
You live in front of God.
永远是让神得荣耀。
You always work to glorify God.
为我们主耶稣而活。
To live for our Jesus Christ.
如果你的心真正希望主啊，就是这一套。
If your heart says, Lord, this is only me. I'm only the one. This is me.
在教会里面，夫妻都很相爱的。
In the church, the husbands and wives seems to get along very well.
希望回到家更加相爱。
I hope that when you get home, you love one another just the same.
在家里面跟办公室也要一样。
And in what you're, you are the same whether you're at home or in the office, in your work.
这怎么能做得到？
How can you do this?
主耶稣不但用宝血洗清我们的罪，
Not only Jesus cleansed us with his blood.
他为了改变我们的心思意念，
In order to change us from inside to outside.
所以圣经说要用水借着道把教会洗净。
So the scripture says Jesus is washing us with water through the word.
我年轻的时候这句话老读不懂。
And I often puzzle over this passage when I was young.
不是主耶稣宝血洗清我的罪吗？
Isn't that Jesus Christ has already cleansed me, has already washed myself, my sins clean?
怎么用水借着道洗清我呢？
What does that mean by washing with water through word?
各位好好思考。
I want you to think about this.
也去体验。
You realize it.
当然主耶稣宝血洗清我们。
Of course, his blood has cleansed us.
但是主耶稣为了改变我们的思想。
But Jesus also want to work on to change our inner being.
洁净我们的思想。
To make our thoughts clean.
把他的道圣道给我们。
He gives us his word.
圣灵借着圣道在心里运行。
The Holy Spirit works in us, among us, using his word.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
His will is above our will.
当你得着神的意念，你会改变你的道路。
When he receives his will, that's going to change your path.
所以神的道路高过我们的道路。
His way is above our ways.
但是你必须得着神的意念。
But you should have to get hold of his will first.
改变你的意念。
To change your will.
洁净你的意念。
To cleanse your will.
所以以赛亚就接着这样讲。
Therefore, Isaiah said this.
神的话绝不突然返回。
Our God's word will never make a useless pass.
必要成就他所喜悦的事情。
That will accomplish what he is pleased.
当你好好肯读神的话。
When you are sincerely learning from God's word.
天天肯灵修读经。
You have the quiet time to study the Bible.
圣灵借着神的道要改变你的意念。
The Holy Spirit through the Bible, through his words,will change your inner thoughts.
使你的心思意念洁净了。
To make your thoughts clean.
里面改变，行为就改变了。
When you are changed from within, and you will be different, your outside.
凡希望除去玷污的病。
For those who wanted to remove the stain.
除去内心罪恶的意念。
To remove your evil thoughts within you.
好好读神的话。
To study God's word.
让圣灵更新变化。
So the Holy Spirit can transform you to become a new person.
你会心意更新而变化。
You'll be transformed according to his will.
查验神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
To understand his will.His good will on you.
你就越来越达到荣耀的境界。
you become more and more radiant or glorious.
所以请弟兄姐妹回答我一个问题。
So I'm asking you a question again.
愿不愿意好好读圣经？愿意还是不愿意？
The answer is yes. Whatever the question was. The question was, are you willing to study the Bible diligently? The answer is yes.
我刚刚只有听到前面的声音，后面你们干什么了哈？你们到底愿不愿意啊？
Are you willing?
神会借着他的道，借着圣灵洁净我们。
Through His Holy Spirit and through His Word, He's going to cleanse us.
神的教会越来越荣耀。
So God's church will become more glorious.
我真想不到，光阴似箭，已经只剩八分钟了。
I only have 8 minutes.
我尽量简短我的讲道。第二个病
The second disease
叫皱纹的病了
It's wrinkle
刚刚说的不是病的哈本来
Wrinkle is not it
有了皱纹这个人好像他更加成熟了嘛
When you are have line on your face that means you're more mature
你经历了许多的人生
You have much of life experiences.
你更强壮了。
You become stronger.
所以不但白发是荣耀，皱纹也是一种荣耀。
Not only the white hair means glory a crown to you, but also the wrinkles.
那为什么保罗讲这个话
？Why did Paul say this?
因为上下文讲到夫妻的爱。
It's because from taking into the context, you're talking about the love between husband and wife.
讲到基督对教会的爱。
Talked about God, Jesus' love to his church.
当然，教会对基督的爱。
Of course, churches love to Jesus as well.
这个爱，爱情就怕老化。
The love is...It should not fade away.
皱纹不是病，但一定是老化。
The wrinkle is not a disease, but it is an aging process.
你生下来的小 baby 有皱纹的话是轻纹了，那不可能的嘛。
The babies usually are wrinkleless.
像诗班才30岁左右哈，也没有皱纹呐。
The choir members are all very young and they have no wrinkles.
我们长老都还没有皱纹
呢。Speak for yourself.
那么皱纹就是老化了嘛。
Wrinkles signifies that you're aged.
这个爱情最怕老化。
The love between you two is afraid of getting old.
无所谓了。
Everything is fine.
你看那些谈恋爱的人呐、啊，手牵手都不肯放的啦。
You look at the two people in love; they always hold on to their hands.
坐在树下聊天。
And they had a chat underneath the tree.
那蚊子咬都不怕的。
Even the mosquito bites will not bother them.
你看那些老头、老夫、老妻怎么走路啊
？When the older couples, how do they walk?
一个前面，一个后面。
They walk in tandem; one leads the other.
后面还走慢点。
then the one in behind says, "Hey, could you slow down?"
前面走快点。
And the one leading says, "Can you walk faster?"
有一次我看到一对老夫妻手牵手的走。
One time I saw an old couple. They were holding their hands in walking.
哎呦，我说你们真是相爱的夫妻啊，太好了。
And why I greeted them, I say, "Are you two really love you?"
这么老还这样扶在一起走。
You hold on to each other's hand even in the old age.
他看看我说。我们是怕摔跤啊，不然。
They look at me and says, "We're just afraid of a falling."
好，我不能再多讲了。各位来崇拜。
You come here to worship God.
今天48周年感恩。
This is 48th years of anniversary.
但你来教会，你的心真的是爱主的心而来吗？
Do you come to church because you love the Lord?
圣父牺牲他的圣子拯救我们。
Our Father has given us His only begotten Son in order to save us.
我们恩主耶稣舍了性命来拯救我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ gave up His life to save us.
圣灵感动我们的心，悔改，信靠了主耶稣。
The Holy Spirit moved in our heart to let us repent and to believe in Jesus.
每个礼拜天，不要只是习惯性的来。
Do not think coming to church on Sunday is just as a routine.
要真正爱主的心。
But be with a heart that truly love our God.
献上我们的身心灵。
Dedicate all our being, our heart, to the God.
那就都没有皱纹了。
Then your wrinkle would disappear.
那就是什么样的教会？
What kind of church would this be? The glorious church.
我的时间还有三分多钟，我还讲了一点呢。
One more point.
还有两点没讲。
Two more points.
很快做个简单的介绍。
A quick introduction.
第二个重点，基督是头。
The second is Jesus Christ is the head of our church.
头是最重要的。
Head is important.
骑摩托 cycle 的要戴头盔啊。
Those who are riding the motorcycle needs to wear a helmet.
保护头嘛。
To protect the head.
哪一个人戴一个铁的手套的？没有的。
You don't need an iron glove to ride a motorcycle.
石头丢过来了。用手打开了、你用头把它顶开。
It's very difficult to translate.
Okay. 这个头最重要。
Head is important. That's important.
神的儿子，我们的救主耶稣，在我们心中，在教会最重要的。
So Jesus Christ is most important in our church, isn't it?
头也是源头啊。
The 源头是什么意思
？Source.
The head is also the source of your wisdom.
的电有电源
，and electricity has an outlet.
水有水源
，and there's a source for water supply.
光有光源
，and there's a source for light.
热有热源
，and there's a source for heat.
教会要想发展
，if a church wants to develop,
教会要成长
，the church wants to grow.
要健康。
To be healthy,
要到荣耀的境界。
To become the state of being glorious,
主耶稣是我们的源头啊。
Jesus Christ needs to be the head of our church.
靠主的恩典。
By His grace.
靠主的能力。
By His power.
教会一定会发展。
The church will develop.
我还剩一分半钟。我要讲最后一点。
The last point.
互为肢体啊。
To be membrane.Members of his body.
圣经用身体比喻教会最好了。
The scripture uses a body.
身体有两个很要紧的事情。
As a church, it's very important. Very, very.
两件事情。
Two things.
第一件事情，身体是互相联系在一起的。
Different membranes of your body are connected by.Tissues,
我们有血液系统整身
blood supply system,
神经系统联络群
nerve systems connect you all together.
所以教会弟兄姊妹要有彼此的联系
Therefore, the different members of a church needs to be connected.
那教会这么大怎么联系啊
How does a church as big as this to be connected?
希望你们参加团契小组聚会。
Your fellowship, your small group gatherings is the means.
如果你说我不知道参加哪一组
You said, I don't know which one should I go to.
你们散会就来找张牧师在前面。
And you come to consult your pastor.
后面的听到没有
Did you hear that?
认不认识张牧师
Do you know who's your senior pastor?
哎，在前面啊。你说我去哪一组啊？不知道。
You said, I don't know which group fellowship I should go to.
你找前面张牧师也可以，那边还有个张牧师啊。
There are two Pastor Chan.
哎，你们姓张都要注意啊。参加一个小组啊。
To be a fellowship.
参加一个团契。
To be in a group.
跟众人要联系在一起。
You are connected with other members of your church.
除了联系身体 更重要，要配搭的嘛。
More than being connected, but also to co-work together.
手做手的事，脚管脚的功用。
The hand has its use, just like likewise the feet had their purpose.
眼睛要看的。
The eyes is to look.
鼻子要闻的。
The nose is to smell.
耳朵去听。
The fragrant, and the ears is to hear.
嘴巴可以吃，可以讲。
The mouth is to speak and to eat.
一定要合作的嘛。
But they need all work together.
我们都喜欢做眼睛嘛。
We all like to be eyes.
你把饭都塞到眼睛行不行啊？
You cannot feed a food to your body through your eyes.
不行的嘛。
It's not, it doesn't work that way.
考试班一个问题。
Another question for the choir.
眼睛重要还是眉毛重要？
The eye and eyebrow, which ones are more important?
谁重要？哦，都重要。
Their answer is both are important.
OK, 啊，不过姐妹了，这么姐妹都是每天出门搞半天才出来。
Sisters always work on their eyebrows before they.
但是眼睛眉毛，上帝配得很好。
The eye and eyebrows, God matched them perfectly.
下面讲的英文听不懂的啦。中文说眉清，然后什么？
目秀。
Yeah, OK, 英文怎么讲？
If you have a clean eyebrow and your eyes will shine.
哇，还有，这个眉目可以什么？传讲 OK, 再来。
You can signal your love to another person through the use of your eye and your eyebrow.
啊，还有，眉来还什么 ？OK, 再来。
The signaling through the eyes and eyebrows are mutual.
Okay. 啊，还有，眉开还有什么 ？OK, 你再来。
When your eyebrows are smiling, your eyes are smiling too.
OK, 感谢主啊。
他没有了。
那我意思就是说啊，教会要配搭侍奉。
My point is, different members of a church should work together.
上帝没有让我们都做眼睛啊。
God did not make every one of us become eyes.
都做手。
Or become hands.
所以好好的配搭。
So to work, co-work together.
照神给你的恩赐。
Using the gift God has given to you.
你越用就越能够发挥你的恩赐。
The more you use it, the more you can do better.
在里面建造荣耀的教会。
To build a glorious church within.
广传主耶稣的福音。
To preach his gospel.
带领着附近的社区。
To bring the nearby communities.
不但附近社区。
Not only the nearby community.
刚才你们为杨一哲祷告。
But also you pray for Pastor Eric Yan.
我相信你们还有很多外面的工作。
I'm sure you have many other missionaries you have sent to the whole world.
东边西边刚才说四面八方都有神借着你们做的工作。
God uses this church to build his kingdom. We are part of his kingdom.
但愿我们配搭得美好。
Let us pray that we can co-work perfectly, seamlessly.
更加成为什么样的教会？
To be more like a glorious church.
荣耀归给神。
May the glory be to our God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
一切都是在你恩典中。
All are in your grace.
但愿赐福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
使主耶稣的名更被高举的荣耀。
So Jesus Christ, our Lord, can be uplifted even higher.
主耶稣的福音更加广传。
And his gospel can be spread even further.
更多慕道的朋友得到救恩。
More seekers can receive gospel.
愿你在教会恩上加恩，力上加力。
We ask for your grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
以致更多 荣耀归在你的面前。
So that more glory can come to you.
我们祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.